We're going down to Anaheim and bring in a gentleman who is the beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. And he used to be here at KMBR, and that is Kerry Crowley. Kerry, how are you?
Great, Marty. Beautiful day out here in Anaheim, and so I have no complaints.
Beautiful. Well, last night the Giants didn't have any complaints, and I know you've written about it. And just to get your general impressions of last night's game and this road trip, what are your thoughts about what you're seeing?
Well, it certainly hasn't been a good road trip for the Giants. It started off in San Diego, and, you know, when you win that first game of the series, you need to take advantage of that against a team like the Padres, and they just haven't been able to do that really since the 2016 All-Star break. And then the pitching was good in Arizona, but the bats fell apart. And so everyone was kind of thinking this team needs a jolt, and this team really did need Mack Williamson's presence. And you could tell the lift it provided the club on Friday night in Anaheim. I mean, Nick Hundley talked about it after the game. Jeff Samardzija talked about it after the game. The home run did more than just put them up 3-0. It gave this team a newfound sense of confidence, and that's the confidence that Williamson has had since day one of spring training.
Well, he has. He came in with a new batting stance and a new philosophy from the Justin Turner hitting coach, and it's translated in spring training. It translated to Sacramento, and I think maybe was the biggest hit of the season. I know the McCutchen hit against the Dodgers was huge, but this is a team, and I think they've had a decent week. I'm going to forget about the last weekend. I make believe that didn't exist. But they went toe-to-toe with Arizona, and this is an Angel team that's lost four in a row, and they've gotten walloped 35-5, I think, in the last four games. But still a very formidable team, and I thought the Giants have sort of gone toe-to-toe. But this guy put him on the map last night and said, we can hit with you, and I like that.
Oh, yeah, and you just love the aggressive approach, Marty. Even in his first at-bat when he struck out, he was taking the type of violent swings that you see in the American League East, that you see from Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge, and certainly he's not a player of that caliber, but his bat speed is something that the Giants have just been missing right now. And so to see that, even in the strikeout, you knew that something good was going to happen last night.
Kerry Crowley with us, Bay Area News Group. I've said this, and I believe it, that, you know, if he hits 25 home runs and strikes out 150 times, he's going to play the whole year, and I don't think Bochy's going to take him out.
No, why would you when you've got a guy who hits 25 home runs? Because the Giants' home run leader last year was Brandon Belt with 18, and there will be a few guys who will challenge 20 this year. Evan Longoria, Andrew McCutchen could do it, but Mack Williamson is the biggest home run threat in the lineup, and every time he steps to the plate, there's always a chance that he'll knock one out of the park, and the Giants just haven't had that guy the last few seasons.
Yeah, they need him. They really do. Chris Stratton has had a good road trip, especially on this road trip, and I tweeted the other night, I said, he's here. The sample size is big enough. I've seen enough. I think he's here. You agree?
Well, you know what I like about Chris Stratton, Marty? He's here not just because that fastball is heavy, not just because the curveball is really good, but he's been commanding that slider as well. And we saw it against San Diego. He went to it against Arizona. And that's a Diamondbacks team that will really test you. And Stratton proved he could get through the lineup three times. He's pitching with a newfound sense of confidence. And I really think that his interactions last season with Matt Cain rubbed off on him. He learned a lot from the veteran being in the clubhouse. And he's just a changed guy this year.
Giants almost got no hit on Monday by Corbin. Belt dribbles one down the third base line, and that's the hit. And then the next night, they're on the brink of being pushed over the mountain, so to speak, with runners in scoring position with Arizona, the runner on third, less than two out, and all that's going on. They blow the lead with Strickland in the ninth, and they come back and win that game. I just tell you, with last night and that Tuesday game, I just feel that I'm seeing something different. I'm seeing something different.
Well, you're seeing more resiliency this season. And, you know, even if the record isn't much better than it was at this point in 2017, you're seeing a team that's not going to quit. It's not going to give up on themselves. There's a lot of veteran guys in that clubhouse. And, you know, you mentioned that Wednesday night game when things could have gone the other way. And I point to Tony Watson's inning where he came in with a runner on third base and less than two out, and he got the Giants out of that jam. And Tony Watson has been a huge pickup for this bullpen. If they're in a game, tied or late, you've just got the feeling they're going to be in good hands when that guy comes into the game.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think the closer job is up for grabs yet. But if there was a guy who's the number two guy in the list, I'd say it's Watson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Maranta and Pierce Johnson are on their tails. Those are guys that were auctioned to minor league camp, but they've put up good numbers so far.
Well, I'm waiting for, but he did this with Contos. He never gave him a high leverage inning. And when I see Pierce Johnson in the game, when the game's on the line, or Maranta when the game's on the line, I'll believe it. But, you know, he's set in his ways. He's got Guerin, he's got Dyson, he's got Watson, and Osich is just waiting until Smith gets here. But basically, I think that's the bullpen. But I'd love to see Maranta get a shot. I really would.
And we did hear a good update on Will Smith today, Marty. He threw 13 pitches for Sacramento last night. Bochy said he's looking really strong. He just needs to go back-to-back, maybe a two-inning outing. But May 1st is the target, and it sounds like he will hit it. And so the Giants will have two left-handed relievers that they have a lot of confidence in, Tony Watson and Will Smith.
They have the Angels named a starter for tomorrow?
If they have, it has not become public yet.
What are they doing?
Well, trying to throw this heavy-hitting Giants lineup off guard, Marty. That's clear.
Well, this is Socha. You know, Mike Socha, this is the way he always is, the gamesmanship guy. He goes back to being a Dodger. It's the way he's managed the Angels for years. He's an old-timer. And if they're not going to tell you. They may warm two guys up under the stands and bring one out tomorrow. And they could do it.
You know, it's the matchup, Marty, of the two longest-tenured managers in baseball, Mike Socha and Bruce Bochy.
Oh, very good. And you know, son, it's interesting you say that, because Socha's at the end of his 10-year contract. This is it. And I wonder if what would happen if they don't win, whether he comes back next year. And then look at Bruce Bochy. You know, who knows if he comes back next year. That's a good point, that we're seeing two of the top managers in baseball we may not see again.
Yeah, and you look at these guys, the desire is still clearly there for Bruce Bochy. I mean, he loves sitting at the top step of the dugout every single day, managing this group of veteran guys, and he still wants to win. And I think that people can overlook that. He's in his 24th season. People see that, you know, he's been through it and won three World Series with the Giants, but these losses really grate on him even early in the season.
What do you do with Austin Jackson? I know he's struggled like Crawford has and other people have. Posey is struggling right now. You just leave him in that top spot in the order? I know Blanco's in there tonight. What about Austin Jackson?
You know, it's getting to be tough with Austin Jackson. His first two at-bats last night, a strikeout and a double play, exactly what you don't want to see from your leadoff hitter, a guy who was a right-hander, brought in to crush lefties, hasn't done that so far. And ultimately, I think if Steven Duggar starts to produce in the next few weeks, Marty, we're going to see him at the major league level, because he's a guy who the Giants targeted out of spring training. They wanted him to make the team. They wanted Jackson to be that platoon guy with him. And if Duggar can get going, I think we already saw that they have a shorter leash this year. It's why Mack Williamson was here on April 20th. It's why Austin Slater is already on the radar. And Steven Duggar could be another guy that they look at if Jackson doesn't start producing.
Yep, I think Duggar will. Once Duggar gets hot and shows enough in Sacramento, Duggar is up here. That's my take on that. They're not going to wait. They're not going to wait.
No.
They need that energy on the ball club. They need it very desperately. Last thought for you, Samardzija last night, and I thought his reaction to the Upton near slam last night was just classic for him. I thought he was going to faint on the mound when the ball was hit. It was really quite a moment.
Yeah, Samardzija didn't have his best command last night. A lot of hard hit balls against a tough Angels lineup, but the defense was well positioned. I think there were six hits with an exit velocity upward of 95 miles an hour or 94 miles an hour against him, and four of those were caught. So he was pretty fortunate the way things rolled out for him. But did you notice when he walked off the mound, he pulled a Johnny Cueto? He took about 45 seconds to get to the dugout, took his hat off, and he was imitating his teammate, did a great job of it.
Yeah, he was thrilled last night. It was a good moment. I thought, again, I'll say it, I thought the Arizona games were hard fought. And then this one last night, Williamson being up, that they should take this momentum forward. I think this is one. These six games could have gone who knows how, and they've got a shot here to you know, at least on the sixth, to even up. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you've got to win the series. You took the first two games from the Dodgers, couldn't win that series. You took the first game in San Diego, couldn't win that series. This is one that you can't afford to throw away, especially knowing Johnny Cueto's going on Sunday.
Hey, I got to meet your father.
Yes. Great, told me all about it.
Great baseball fan, I want to tell you. FX Crowley, very, very good baseball fan. I like
big
it.
Big baseball fan, big fan of Original Joe's.
Yes.
That's how we classify him, Marty.
That's correct. We talked about it. Hey, great to have you on as always, Kerry. You're doing a great job, and we'll follow you on Twitter tonight.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good one, Marty.
Okay. Take care. That is Kerry Crowley down there in Anaheim.